This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, as well as Bushka Retirement Solutions. And I'm joined today, by Tony Shore, our host, of course. And now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you want to get a little bit more information on what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure you check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of those past episodes out there for you. And you can also subscribe to the program, the radio program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. You can also schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation with one of our advisors right on the website, right here and now. Or of course, you can do so by calling the office again at 715-355-4445. Now, for most Americans, tax-advantaged retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs are going to be a critical component of their retirement strategy. However, many people fail to plan for the fact that because of taxes, they won't be able to keep everything they've contributed to those accounts. So when taking distributions from your retirement accounts, you'll often be required to include them on your income taxes. Now, thankfully, there are some simple ways to potentially reduce the amount of taxes you'll be hit with when you do take withdrawals. Now, a U.S. News and World Report article entitled "How to Pay Less Tax on Retirement Account Withdrawals" provides a lot of information that I think will help us have an excellent and very timely conversation for today. But before we dive too deep into that topic, let's make sure we say hello to Tony with us this morning. Tony, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going well. Thanks for asking, Cole. I've had a great week. It really got a lot done, which I love when I get a lot done during the week and over the weekend. And I actually kind of took a break. I usually go down and help my parents out, but I took a break this past weekend and just relaxed and got some stuff done around the house. So that felt good because, you know, you and I both have been doing a lot of traveling, and this is a busy time of year, especially for you. And the office there, your staff, you guys had, you moved into a new building, you went to a big financial conference. You've had a lot going on, haven't you?
It has been a busy start to 2025, Tony. There has been absolutely no free time for me since the kickoff of this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and you know, and when tax season hits, it seems like more and more people need some help for the, you know, looking at their tax situation down the road for the future and doing some planning and seeing how it's going to fit into their overall financial or retirement planning strategy, which is what you do. I think that's great, or their investments. So on the show today, Cole, I think talking about how some of our listeners out there might be able to save some money on taxes from their withdrawals on their retirement accounts, that sounds like a great idea to me.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Now, the first smart action step is to avoid any early withdrawal penalties, of course. If you withdraw money from a traditional IRA before you turn age 59 and a half, you may be facing as much as a 10% early withdrawal penalty. But it may be possible to utilize penalty-free 401k withdrawals when you turn 55 if you leave the job that's linked specifically to that 401k. Additionally, you may position yourself to avoid early withdrawal penalties if you use the money that you take out for approved reasons, such as medical bills, college expenses, or to purchase your first home.
Good point. I mean, you got to make sure your strategy for retirement withdrawals is thorough, as you're saying. And that's another good reason to work closely with you and the staff there because there are a few things out there, Cole, that make me sweat, like thinking about paying penalties on my own money. You want to avoid that at any cost, and really you don't want to make expensive mistakes or incur penalties.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we work hard enough to save the money, and we definitely don't want to give unnecessarily to the government, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
For sure. Now, you may also be able to roll your 401k over without tax withholdings. So here's how that works. If you withdraw money from your 401k when you switch jobs, 20% may be withheld to pay your taxes. Then, if you don't promptly deposit that entire distribution, including the 20% that was withheld, into a different retirement account, you may be left facing income taxes on top of the early withdrawal penalty. Yet, it is possible to avoid both the tax withholding and potential penalties and fees if you transfer the assets directly from your 401k to the trustee of a different 401k or IRA. And note that income taxes aren't withheld for rollovers or trustee-to-trustee transfers.
Right, and that's true. And, you know, there are good ways to do that and bad ways, those transfers. So I wouldn't want to do anything without talking to you first, again. But how do required minimum distributions, or RMDs, fit into all of this?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Tony, because as many of our listeners likely know, you're required to withdraw money from your traditional 401k or IRA once you hit your 73rd birthday. Now, the penalty for not taking an RMD is 25% of the total that you should have withdrawn, and that penalty is in addition to the income tax that you have to pay on that withdrawal. So you could easily be losing anywhere from, you know, 37 to 50% of your distribution if you don't take it. But if you note your mistake and you take action to rectify it, the penalty may drop as low as 10%. Now, furthermore, if you're still on the job after you've hit 73 and you don't own more than 5% of the company that you work for, you may be able to keep delaying 401k withdrawals from your current employer, but not your IRA withdrawals until you officially retire. Also note that the RMD age is scheduled to jump up to 75 years old on January 1st of 2033.
Ah, okay. So, and again, it's good to know that date. An older RMD age, even if it's 8 years down the road, mm-hmm. is probably something our listeners will want to discuss with you as well. But it seems like a good thing that they keep pushing this back. But again, you're just pushing off the inevitable,
right?
That you eventually have to take that money out and pay taxes on it, is the point, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right, Tony. Now, next, you should make sure you don't mistakenly take two distributions in the same year. Your first RMD is required no later than April 1st in the year after you turn 73. And after that, your next and every subsequent distribution is required by December 31st each year. Now, if you delay your initial distribution until April of the year following, you could end up taking two distributions in the same year, and that could mean a large tax bill and possibly moving you into a higher tax bracket. So make sure that you're working with a qualified financial services professional as well as a tax professional to determine if your tax bill may be reduced if you take your first and second RMDs in different years.
Yeah, that's a good point. RMDs can be tricky, and some people may want to meet with you or a financial services professional to see if taking withdrawals before they turn 73 is the right move, to maybe spread out the tax burden.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And while you aren't required to take any money out of your traditional retirement account until you turn 73, taking smaller distributions while you're still in your 60s could help you spread the taxes you owe over more years while also buffering you into a lower tax bracket. And that could ultimately mean that you would lower your lifetime tax burden over the course of your entire retirement, which is pretty good for most people out there. And taking 401k and IRA withdrawals when you have a lower income year, for example, after you've retired but haven't begun yet collecting Social Security, could mean that you'll face a lower income tax rate on your retirement withdrawals. For example, a meeting with your financial services professional may determine how much you can withdraw from your retirement accounts annually to stay within your current tax bracket or perhaps move into an even lower tax bracket.
Well, that's what we all want to do, right?
Absolutely.
Be in a lower tax bracket and minimize your tax burden. So I know, Cole, you and your staff there work alongside tax professionals, and this is something you help your clients out with and do tax planning. It's more about tax planning than tax preparation, a lot of these things. So how can our listeners get a hold of you if they have questions about how this fits in to their overall financial or investment or retirement strategy?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, by calling or going to the website, they have the ability to schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation with one of our advisors on our team right here and now.
All right. Well, that sounds fantastic. And listeners, we've been talking about how you may be able to save money on your retirement withdrawals. And of course, that has a lot to do with taxes. So we've been discussing that. What's next?
Well, Tony, that U.S. News and World Report article that we've been referencing in the first segment here has some additional information that I think we should cover for today's conversation. First, dedicating an IRA distribution to a preferred charity is an option you may want to discuss with a qualified financial professional as well as a tax professional. Those who are at least 70 and a half years old may be able to avoid paying income taxes on IRA withdrawals of up to $100,000 or $200,000 for couples annually if they contribute that money directly to a charity. Now, a qualifying charitable distribution must be paid directly from your IRA to the qualified charity. It can't go through you. You aren't required to itemize your taxes to make an IRA charitable distribution, and you're allowed to donate to multiple charities, in fact. An IRA charitable donation meets the required minimum distribution requirement. Now, you're also permitted to earmark a percentage of your RMD to charity and then withdraw the remaining amount as income, and the amount that went to charity would not be taxable. I also strongly suggest discussing these strategies in great detail with a qualified financial professional as well as a tax professional.
Oh, for sure. And that's what you do there for your clients. And
oh,
when our
sure.
listeners make appointments for that consultation, you can do that. Same thing for them. I think that's great. And on previous shows, Cole, you've noted that many of your clients have charities and organizations they support. So talking about that option in greater detail is important and a prudent step, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of our clients are charitable. And obviously, if you have a way of doing it that thereby reduces your taxable income when you get to the point of taking those RMDs, can be really, really beneficial. Now, moving some of your retirement assets into an after-tax Roth account may help you position yourself for more tax-free investment growth and tax-free withdrawals during your retirement, which is appealing to most people. Now, while you won't be able to utilize a tax deduction in the year that you contribute to a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, you won't be required to pay income taxes on the growth within that account. And withdrawals during your retirement from an account that's at least 5 years old are generally tax-free. So if there's a possibility that you'll find yourself in a higher tax bracket during retirement, or if you fear taxes may rise in the future, a Roth account may help you position yourself to stay at a lower tax rate and generate some tax-free income in the future.
Oh, tax-free income. I like the sound of that. You need that tax-free bucket. And you've talked about that a lot in past shows. And but you've also explained in previous shows that Roths are a great move for a lot of people. They may not be the right move for everyone, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, that's where having a financial professional and a tax professional working together on your behalf can really provide value for, you know, making sure that you're taking advantage of all of the opportunities to save money and taxes that you possibly can, and that you're setting yourself up appropriately based on your unique situation. Now, though Roth IRAs and 401ks do certainly come with their advantages, of course, they don't fit into every situation. In my opinion, the largest possible risk is that when you put money into a Roth account, whether it's a Roth IRA or 401k, you're anticipating that you'll be in a higher tax bracket once you retire. But what if you aren't? Then you should certainly prioritize paying taxes on your money when your tax rate is at its lowest. For example, if you're currently in the 22% tax bracket, but it's beginning to look like you'll be in the 12% tax bracket during retirement, you're not saving nearly as much money. Now, there are also possible disadvantages that you should address with a financial professional before you make any of those decisions final.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to make any financial mistakes that could be costly mistakes. And those are great details, Cole. Don't make any permanent decisions about a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, before talking to a financial professional.
Right. Just don't do it alone. I think that's the easiest way to understand it.
Yep.
Now, moving some tax-preferred investments to something outside your retirement accounts is another potential option when it comes to saving some money on your retirement withdrawals. Investments that generate long-term capital gains are entitled to a special tax treatment when they're maintained outside an investment account or a retirement account. However, if you put those assets into a retirement account, you're going to pay your standard income tax on the money that you withdraw from those accounts, regardless of whether it's principal or gain. Now, conversely, you may be able to slash your tax payments a bit by maintaining more highly taxed investments, such as treasury inflation protected securities, corporate and government bonds, and funds that provide short-term capital gains within your retirement accounts. Now, let me note here that I avoid getting too far into the weeds on investing on the show because we just don't have enough time to really get into all the rules and regulations that investing comes with. But I will say, however, that if investing is part of your broader financial strategy, then I'd strongly recommend you to be working closely with a qualified financial services professional. And of course, our team is here and willing to help.
Yeah, and you guys are very helpful. I think that's fantastic. So tell us more about the charitable donations you referred to earlier in the show. I think people need to understand that better because that's where they can save a lot on taxes, correct?
Yeah, I agree, Tony. And let me add that it's a possible solution that generally doesn't get the publicity that it really deserves. So let's take a moment to look at another U.S. News & World Report article entitled How to Donate to Charity from Your IRA. So let's start with a short review. A qualified charitable distribution is an IRA withdrawal that's paid directly from your IRA to a chosen qualified charity. Now, step one is to ensure that you met the qualified charitable distribution requirements. You must be at least age 70 and a half to make tax-free charitable contributions. Those who meet that requirement are permitted to transfer as much as $100,000 annually from an IRA to a qualified charity without paying income taxes on that transaction. But be aware, though, that if you file a joint tax return, your spouse is permitted to contribute as much as $100,000 as well, which means that a married couple can exclude as much as $200,000 of their retirement savings from their income taxes if they donate that money to a qualified charity. Now, if you contribute more than the maximum amount that's allowed, it will be considered as income and subject to income taxes. Qualified charitable distributions are required to be done by December 31st every year for that amount to be subtracted from your taxable income.
So you can get deep in the weeds with this. So, and it depends on your situation. And like you always say, Cole, everybody's situation is different. But can this type of donation be made from any type of retirement account?
Ah, that's a good question, and one that not many people know the answer to specifically, unless they've dealt with it before. But you can only make charitable contributions from IRAs, not from 401ks or 403bs or anything similar. Now, this means that you may need to transfer funds from a 401k to an IRA first if utilizing tax-free donations is part of your overall financial strategy.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, let's take a minute here. We need to take a quick break. But before we do, Cole, let our listeners know how they can set up a no-charge, no-obligation consultation with you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, they can check out all of the various resources that we have out there, and they can schedule that complimentary no obligation consultation with one of our advisors right now.
All right. Sounds good. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with our host, Cole Bruner.
Life is a journey, and every journey starts with a single step. Having an advisor to guide you can be your key to financial success. From the first steps of building wealth, starting a family or business, preparing for retirement so you can live comfortably, and protecting your legacy for your loved ones. Through all life's changes, we are here, helping local families just like yours for over 40 years. Visit retirewithbushka.com to see how we can help.
Bushka Wealth Management is a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Cole Bruner. Cole, great show so far. We've talked about a lot of different aspects of your retirement withdrawals and the tax implications that can come with that, that a lot of people don't know or might overlook before they head into retirement, or might not realize it after they get into retirement, just what they should be doing. And you described how to make a qualified charitable donation from your IRA. Tell us just a little bit more about that.
Absolutely, Tony. And I think that's a great idea. And we'll keep going with that news and U.S. News and World Report article that I mentioned, the one that's entitled How to Donate to Charity from Your IRA. Now, the next thing to consider is that a qualified IRA charitable contribution meets the required minimum distribution requirements from your IRA. Additionally, you may earmark part of your RMD to charity and then withdraw the remaining funds as income if you meet the minimum distribution requirement before the end of the year. If you're already contributing annually to donate to charities and organizations you share your values with, why not make those donations right out of your IRA with money that you're already required to take out anyway? I have had a lot of clients that have made that change where, you know, maybe they were giving to their church monthly or something like that. And now instead of doing it that way, they just do it as a one-time lump sum every year and do it as a qualified charitable distribution. So that way they can save the tax money on it rather than, you know, just kind of maybe losing the tax deduction opportunity if they're not itemizing their taxes.
Right. And there you go. And, you know, a lot of people now aren't itemizing taxes as much because of the standard deductions, as you've talked about and mentioned before. So I think that's really good. And it strikes me as a solid idea. I mean, if you're already donating to a preferred cause, like my parents, actually, this is a great example. I caught this because of working with you, and I didn't understand qualified charitable distributions before when we started doing the show together. But then I went to my parents, and they always cut a check to their church. They've always tithed, and a lot of people out there do that, and that's a nonprofit. So they were just writing a check out of their checking account when they also had required minimum distributions. At that point, it was younger, I think 70 and a half or something like that.
Yep.
And they were over that age and they had an IRA. So I'm like, you have to take money out of your IRA anyway and pay full taxes on it. But you could avoid paying some of those taxes if you had that directly transferred to the church's account from your IRA and set that up to do that each year. Then you would minimize your tax burden each year and everybody still wins. The church gets tax-free money from you. You don't pay taxes on the money. So that is a really important thing. I think it's very helpful And I think it's a big tax advantage, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And figuring out your charitable, qualified charitable distribution tax break is another big factor you should familiarize yourself with. As the article notes, a $100,000 charitable contribution from your IRA could end up saving you tens of thousands of dollars in taxes, depending on your personal tax rate. But it's also important to know that you don't have to make a sizable donation to benefit from this specific tax break. So let's take a quick example here. If you're in the 24% tax bracket and make a $5,000 charitable donation, you may be able to reduce your tax burden by $1,200. And a $1,000 donation could still save you $240 on your taxes in the year that you make the contribution. The potential tax benefits of charitable contributions from an IRA are even larger if you're in higher tax brackets.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the tax bracket thing, you mentioned it earlier, you want to stay in the lowest tax bracket as possible. But yet, if you're in a higher tax bracket, on the good side, that means you have more income. On the bad side, you may not be doing everything you can to minimize your tax burden. So, you know, it's a fine wire that you have to walk, a fine line, and I think that's really important. And, you know, building regular charitable, if you have a charity you like to donate to anyway, you know, building that right into your financial strategy is great, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Now, moving on, you may want to set up a direct transfer to your preferred charity or organization. This is another piece of your strategy that a financial professional can assist you with. Now, to qualify for this tax benefit, your assets must be moved directly from your IRA to a qualified charity by the IRA's trustee. If you take money out of your IRA and then later elect to donate it, it's not going to qualify as a tax-free charitable distribution or donation. So as with so many other elements of your financial strategies, it all comes down to doing it the right way and timing, of course.
It's been a great show, but unfortunately we're out of time, Cole. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder to our listeners that when it comes to figuring all of these complicated components of your IRAs out, keep in mind you do not have to do it alone. That's obviously what our team of highly skilled advisors is here to assist with, and we're happy to meet with you and discuss all of those strategies unique to your specific situation. And you can schedule that no-cost, no-obligation consultation right now by calling 715-355-4445 or visiting retirewithbushka.com. And again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our host, Cole Bruner.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.